The Transpersonal Spiral. Introduction. The transpersonal orientation to other people, events, and even oneself is a great spiritual technique, one that takes a great deal of conscious effort and dedication to master. It's not an attitude or a state of mind or dissociation or any kind of mental state at all. It's an actual orientation of your energy fields. In other words, it's not an affirmation, which is often just a way our mental bodies attempt to self-manipulate, but actual effect. Basically, when our souls take on an earth human body, we are entering a polarity game where we learn more about being love through the union of what appear to be opposites. This means that we engage in karma, which is an exchange of polarity, essentially. If you abrogate the free will of another through your choices and actions and impose the intensity and limitations that result from that, you will at one point experience what feels like on the receiving end in some fashion. Energy always balances out eventually. It works that way in the other dimensions too, not just the physical. What happens in the energy field when karma is engaged is that it meets and looks for its energetic complement. For instance, if your soul is interested in experiencing what being betrayed is like as a karmic method of growth, part of your field will resonate at that specific vibration and frequency. When its opposite and complementary vibration frequency is found in someone else's field, the field of someone whose soul is interested in experiencing what it's like to betray someone, the two fields lock themselves together. Congratulations! You are now engaged in a karmic process. The classic betrayer-betrayed karmic monad, in fact. So as you can see, it's really not personal at all. Although the soul will sometimes recruit a specific being to play that role for you by prior astral agreement and because of past karmic history, very often just anyone who happens along with the right frequency can and will serve the soul's purpose. I call this the horizontal orientation, where field connects with field and karma and polarity are exchanged. There is nothing intrinsically bad or wrong about this. This horizontal field orientation is very useful to the soul, obviously, and not to be transcended altogether. It is, after all, part of the toolbox of limitations we use to enable our souls to grow and evolve here. But we can work with it and gain spiritual growth from that as well. The transpersonal orientation is about connecting spirit to spirit rather than field to field. I call it vertical because most people, I tend to erroneously envision spirit as up there. From there, you can and do act from that place of unconditional love, where all is one and no polarity exists. It's the same state I consciously go to every time I'm in a session with a client, in person, in dream state, or on the phone. Without it, I wouldn't be as effective a practitioner as I am, because when I release my attachment to my client's outcome, paradoxically, it makes it more likely that together we will achieve the highest possible outcome we can get. I also use it in my personal life with fantastic, measurable, and obvious good results. So here is the technique I use for getting myself to that place. Staying there, well, that's where the time, focus, practice, and effort come in. Once you read through the technique, it will become clear to you why it's such a good thing and why it works very well. Although simple in explanation, it is somewhat trickier in execution. While it takes practice and focus and time at first, once you've entrained your fields to it, just like the unified field technique, you will be able to enter it quickly and easily, almost automatically. It feels very good to be in this state, almost pure bliss at times, so that is an excellent incentive to do the work. Keep in mind that it's easy to be transpersonal with the homeless guy on the street whom you don't know and frankly don't really care about. It's much more challenging to practice this with our nearest and dearest. So don't be hard on yourself if you don't get it immediately. Practice, practice, and more practice. Once you've gotten a good grip on being transpersonal with other people, you can start working on the advanced techniques, holding a transpersonal orientation to events in your life, and then, most difficult of all, to yourself and your own process. In both these advanced practices, you use the same technique, only instead of merging with the other person's spirit, you're merging with the energy of the events with your own spirit. And then you spiral back down into your heart and look at yourself and or the situation again from that place. Transpersonal Spiral Technique. Unify your fields using the Unified Field Meditation or by intent if you've entrained your fields to do so. Allow your consciousness to drop down into the center of your heart chakra in the middle of your chest. Allow your consciousness from the heart chakra to move in a spiral up your chest and neck. And out of either the top of your head at the crown chakra or the back of your neck under the occipital bump, what's called in Taoist medicine the jade pillow, whichever place feels right to you. Let your consciousness spiral up into your spirit on the fifth dimension. This is because if you connect with your soul astrally, fourth dimensionally, you're still engaged in polarity. The physical plane directly springs from what is constructed by us on the astral, after all. So it's actually the place where polarity originates for physical experience. So yeah, don't stop there. Once you merge with spirit on the fifth, you are in the place where no duality can exist. Only oneness is perceived. Allow your merged consciousness, your ground crew and spirit, to merge with the spirit of the other person or people you are engaged with, whether they are standing in front of you at the moment or not. Once you feel your energy click into the other's spirit, allow that merged consciousness to spiral back down into your body, through head or neck, and down into the center of your heart chakra. From the heart chakra, radiate that merged energy in all directions through your field. You are basically radiating the merged fifth dimensional energy of yourself and the other. The effect is immediate and obvious. This feedback makes it very easy to determine whether or not the technique is actually working, or if you have to try again, and again, and sometimes again. And sometimes, despite all your best efforts, you can't attain this state. Then you just surrender and tell yourself you're having a personal day today, and let that be okay. Sometimes you're supposed to be horizontal. Toham Kumra. Oh.